This year marks the 40th annual Avenue of the Flags Memorial Day event. It's coming up on Monday at Santa Rosa Memorial Park. Joining us on the KSRO Liveline is Tim Maloney, General Manager at Santa Rosa Memorial Park. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Michelle.
So can you tell us about the schedule for the event?
I sure will, but one correction is the 47th annual.
I'm sorry, I had the wrong information. I'm sorry about that.
That's
47
okay.
Years. Okay.
Right, yeah. The event actually has begun with preparations being made by our veterans who are cleaning out the flag stanchions and things like that. But on the day of, that'd be on Monday, at 6 o'clock in the morning, we will begin putting up the 1,000 full-size burial flags throughout the park. It is a beautiful event on Monday morning, and the weather forecast is for beautiful weather as well. Community members coming together, families year after year making this a tradition to assist in placing those flags. After the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Cub Scouts that'll be here tomorrow to put out the grave flags on every veteran's grave throughout the cemetery. So it's a wonderful day. The event itself begins at 10 a.m. as far as the program with the opening remarks. And we look forward to, you know, thousands of people being here. It's an honor to host this event.
Tim, Stephen Chun in the newsroom with Michelle, you mentioned 1,000 flags will line the roadways. It's also hosted by the American Legion Post 21 and Marine Corps of Leeds Detachment 686. Any other fun organizations involved?
Many organizations. I mean, members of EVA 223, AMVETS Post 40. We will have a great variety of members of the military, both current and former, on site. But it isn't about the organizations themselves. They try and take a back seat, but to honor the war dead. This is what Memorial Day is about. We have 10 from Sonoma County. It's been 10 years since we've lost a young man or woman in battle from Sonoma County. And so this is a milestone, 10 years. And so we do this to honor those 1,343,000 Americans who have lost their lives in conflict, in bringing us our freedoms.
And there's always wonderful performances there when you put this together. I've attended this many times, and it's very impactful to be there. Tell us a little bit about the Redwood Cordsmen who will be performing.
Oh, we're honored to have the Redwood Cordsmen with us again this year. They bring us the patriotic medley for the service organizations themselves, the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, the Coast Guardsmen, so that they can sing their service songs together to be recognized. They're going to be singing the Star Spangled Banner, and they'll also be doing America the Beautiful.
3 p.m., you will be having a national moment of remembrance, having a 1 minute of silence as well, right, Tim?
That is correct. That is a national observance of silence. So it's not just here, it's everywhere across the country where at 3 p.m. we take that moment. It also will mark then the beginning of taking the flags back down again, another opportunity for individuals and family members to come together to serve, to take those flags down, to fold them, and to place them back into storage for next year. It is something that the day doesn't end just because the program ended at 11 o'clock.
Now, there's something there at the Memorial Park that it's relatively new. Can you tell us about the POW Missing in Action memorial that's there?
Sure. That's also been in place for a little over 10 years now,
okay.
But it's the POW-MIA monument on the northwest side of our veterans' lawn. It's the largest POW-MIA monument north of Riverside National Cemetery here in California. And a place where veterans come. We've got a bench there that's been placed, a sight line to where the American flag is at the veterans patio, so they can sit and contemplate if that is what they have. We don't have any other place like this. There's another bench at the veterans patio that actually has the names of the 10 young men that we've lost in Sonoma County engraved on that bench itself. It says in honor of the fallen, the gold star in front of it. And so we have multiple places within the park for remembrance all through the year, but also especially on Memorial Day.
And are you able to tell us the featured speakers? I know we're anxiously waiting. More details were...
Sure. The featured speaker this year is a good friend of mine, Kate O'Hare Palmer. Kate was the Sonoma County Veteran of the Year this year. She's a U.S. Army Nursing Corps veteran of Vietnam, 1968 and 69. She holds national office in a couple of different organizations and women's veterans organizations and is a member of multiple veteran service organizations here in Sonoma County. Very active.
Well, we will all be there for the 47th annual remembrance, the Avenue of the Flags. It's absolutely beautiful. You guys do such a good job. Thank you so much, Tim.
Thank you, Michelle. An honor, as always.
Tim Maloney, the general manager at the Santa Rosa Memorial Park. Be sure to head on Monday to the Santa Rosa Memorial Park for this remembrance and all the festivities and memorial remembrance starts at 10 a.m.